Are you looking for an athletic scholarship? You're in the right place. This is the Recruit Me Athletic Scholarship Podcast, the longest-running podcast on recruiting and athletic scholarships. We're here to help your family navigate the recruiting road all the way to an athletic scholarship. He's a recruiting expert and a dad of two college athletes. He has a wealth of experience to share. Here's Recruit Me CEO, Brent Hanks.
Welcome to a belated episode 395 of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. This is part one of a two-part interview with Wayne Woolsey, the creator and owner of QR Recruiter and QRRecruiter.com. I missed last week's download because I was in Argentina with my father-in-law and brother-in-law and two other friends of the family. We were on a dove hunting excursion. My plans were to use the 11-hour flight to edit and post the normal Tuesday episode, but I found out my old computer would not power up on the plane or even once I got into Argentina. So today you will get two episodes. So also listen to episode 396, part two of this interview. Let's get into this first part of the interview covering the QR draft tag, the QR team poster, and how Wayne created these and why. Get all the QR recruiter contact information in the show notes and listen to episode 396, part two of this interview. Well, Wayne, welcome back to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast.
Thank you, sir. I'm happy to be back.
Well, we've had you on before, and we introduced QR Recruiter and QRRecruiter.com. So give us a little idea again on how and why you created QR Recruiter.
Well, QR Recruiter was created. I have three boys from the ages of 24 to 17, and coaching them. And once they got to the age and other kids, I learned that as we traveled around going to camps, going to combines, or even playing in showcase events, they couldn't be identified. And at some of the camps, the information was written down wrong. They got it mixed up with other kids, or them as brothers went together and they got mixed up. And I just felt like it was not, your time was not maximized. And that's such a small amount of time that you need to, you know, maximize. So, and also my father was killed when I was two, and baseball was really something that I enjoyed. A gentleman by the name of Calvin Thomas, when I was nine, he drafted me on his nine-year-old team, and he coached me till I believe I was 13 or 14. And so without a dad, he was really, you know, kind of that guy that was there, and baseball meant a lot. So I would have needed help back in those days when I got to high school if I were good enough to play. I just started thinking, you know, how could, you know, we identify, how could we make this quicker? And many years ago, I patented some hunting products. And ultimately, what I did was I used a QR code to show how the instructions worked, but it flopped. So, you know, I used them, I understood them. So I had the opportunity to show Norm DeBryan with the University of Arkansas. He's the Hall of Fame coach for him, and he's the deacon at our church now. And I had the opportunity to show him about 6 years ago. Ultimately, he is the one that gave me the vision. He's the one that said, you know, you could really put all of these measurements on this, it would change things. And I started working with all my might, and ultimately it happened. And we were able to identify kids really quickly with QR codes, whether they're on the internet or if they're at an event. It had to happen because, you know, as well as I do, if you see somebody and you can't ID them rapidly, that small window of opportunity was not maximized.
Your cornerstone or your main product is your QR draft tag. And, you know, Recruit Me, we try to provide as many free and inexpensive resources as we possibly can to athletes getting recruited. So kind of explain how much a QR draft tag is and kind of paint a picture of how a student athlete can use that and how a coach can use that.
Absolutely. The cost of a QR draft tag is $35. It's a one-time fee for 12 months. We send you 10 actual stick-on, they're reusable, that you can stick on your uniform, stick on your batting helmet, your backpack, any gear to identify you rapidly. Then you can also use the digital image that we send for all of your social media. We even have letters of interest, and it's a template that Norm DeBryan developed. And you write this wonderful letter, and on that, you can actually put a digital copy of your QR draft tag. And so when you mail this in a snail mail, the coach opens it up, he reads your letter, can scan your QR code, and there's every single thing that he needs. The QR draft tag is wonderful for the coach, that can rapidly get it. The other thing that's nice is you're in your history's browser of your phone. You know, this really is paperless, because if you were a coach and you scanned four or five kids at a camp, well, it's in your phone when you go back to your hotel. And that was an after sort of thing that I learned when I got into the tech world. It was like, wow, this really is a better method. And then the other thing is the kids see the scans, because we give the ability to say, yes, I'm a coach, or no, I'm not a coach. And so the kids have the opportunity after a camp to look and say, wow, I was scanned three times. So it gives you a little bit of feedback. Also on the draft tag, when you enter in your measurements, once they're verified by HitTrack, YakerTech, Soto, coach, you know, sends us an email, we verify, you now have the ability, just with the draft tag, you have the ability to see where you compare in your academics and your sport-specific measurements to your grad class. And so this $135 item gives you really every tool that you need to be identified in person, virtually, and then gives you all of the entrepreneurial pieces that you need. And that's why we like you, Brent. We use you for the piece that parents need to understand about the recruiting world, because we're not recruiters. We just build crazy data. The other things these draft tags do is when you commit, we build an algorithm. Okay, we know every time you were scanned, where you were scanned. We know your height, weight, where you live, your sport-specific measurements, academics, and we can literally tell other kids that they are similar to you and where you went to school and where you went to camps and it benefited you. We give that information to them. So this one small thing that people think is just a QR code, it's really an entrepreneurial path to success.
So it has a lot of benefits for the student athlete. And it sounds like whenever a student athlete gets their draft tag, they need to figure out different places to stick it on their shirt, their backpack, their helmet, and so forth. They also need to go in and build a player profile that you guys have. And then they got to just go out and play well.
Yes, sir. And also, you know, we think it's there to identify them when they do well, right? But this keeps you from throwing your helmet. This keeps you from having bad body language, because you can quickly be identified. So it's really one of those things that, yes, it will help you get identified, but it'll also help a coach find out who they don't want.
That's right. What sports do you provide the draft tag for?
We do baseball, softball. We do football, men and women's basketball, men and women's soccer, and men and women's volleyball.
Nine sports. So we kind of talked about the player. Go over again what it may look like for a coach to see a QR draft tag.
Well, one of the nice things when coaches are at an event is they can walk up within 15 feet of the athlete and just scan them personally. And they can shake their hand, talk a little bit, but everything that they need within 1 to 2 seconds, they have in their phone. So what we like is the draft tags, you're going to be within 15 feet. You're going to be close, or you're going to be virtually doing it. But I like the fact that it brings the coach to the player, not somebody else. And he scans you, he shakes your hand, and he understands, I don't need to start asking you all these little questions. He could talk to you and understand who you are as a man or as a woman. And so he can leave the recruiting aside, because he has every detail. And now I can have a conversation with you to find out who you are, what kind of personality. You can talk to your parents. We try to take the recruiting part and give that all to the coach and allow him to get more of what I call the sixth tool, which is your personality.
Here at Recruit Me and on the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, we talk a lot about when a athlete gets recruited. And we talk that a lot of times it's not until your junior, senior year, maybe at the end, very end of your sophomore to junior summer. So really, you could do this 2, maybe 3 times, $35 a year, and have a great tool to be seen at a showcase, a camp, make yourself stand out at a tournament. Is that the way you guys kind of look at it?
It is. And it also allows you in high school, in summer and fall, to take every measurement that you're getting and paying for, because as you know, Brent, a lot of these places you go, they own that. You don't have that data. That's not in your pocket. So You can take your cell phone. You can hand your cell phone to the coach that is doing it. He can enter the measurements. If there's a place to send an immediate email to us to verify, and it's done. And actually, if you play on a YakerTech field, which is a baseball data collector, we have one on a high school field. Within 20 minutes of the ball game, all of that data with no human touch auto-populates into every player. So, and if you have a new PR, it updates it. We're really building a place for $35 to store every bit of your data, videos, anything that you want. It is a place to have that in one place. And what we love is you can hand your phone to anybody and they can update it. And that's also a wonderful thing is you want a central database for your tech that you control. We're a player direct to coach. There's nobody in between. They talk to each other. Coaches can come to our advanced search. They can clone kids. They can type in, like I say, they can type in the student's name, grad date, find them that way. Since we're not a recruiter, we're not trying to get in between that, you know, space. So there's many, many positive reasons. And I tell people, don't wait till your season happens to spend $35 because it's for 12 months. So right now, these kids are in high school. They're doing stuff at high school. High schools have Rapsodo. They have all this stuff. And those high school coaches would love to be able to just type in what you did and send me an email. We tell people, you get it right now. It's good for the whole 12 months. It's not going to expire. The more you can do this, the better it is. And then when you renew with us next year, we keep everything in there for you. Nothing changes. You pay $35 and that system is exactly the way you left it.
And many of the free online profiles that get into recruiting services, they end up charging coaches to get on there. So they're getting players money, they're getting coaches money. And so this doesn't, you guys aren't charging a college coach to come and find you.
No, we're not. And we'll even scholarship the $35. Last year in 2023, I gave 500 away, and we gave them away to Gold Star, to single parents. I can, you know, look on Twitter and, you know, you can see that somebody is struggling, but they're working their tail off, or I'm approached by somebody and saying, hey, this is a great, you know, student of ours. She needs help or he needs help. But 409 of those 500 kids that I donated, they were recruited. And the reason is not because of us. We've given them every tool that they need to have hope, to be able to go out there and send letters, to be able to get on social media. And we also educate them to tell them you have to build your story on social media. These coaches don't know who you are. I give advice on Twitter and personally when they ask me. But if you'll get on Twitter and you'll work out, you know, show if you're involved in church, if you're involved in community service, anything that you're doing, working out at 5 a.m. every morning, if you will show 2-3 years, just like you will show 2 or 3 years of data, it will cost you $35 a year. That is it. And because we have people without money on one side, we know there's schools without money that need to be able to have access to a national database. And that's why it's free for them. I'm taking a service and allowing both of the people who don't have the access right now access. And what I also hope that we can do, you know, with our growth is to be able to, you know, kind of show and help, you know, navigate many other parts of the recruiting, just like with you, your service, being able to show families this is a roadmap, a path with data driven instead of influence driven.
Well, and Wayne, give us how people can get a hold of you before I forget, and also how they can catch you on social media.
Yes, sir. You can get a hold of us at qrrecruiter.com or at qrrecruiter on Twitter, Instagram, and then my direct number. We're a backwards company, I'll tell you. So everything's automated in the front, which most people will sit and shake your hand and tell you how they're going to be there. Well, we automate it. Unless you have a question, the exception. On the backside, I answer the phone. I answer every email myself. It is absolute. Within 1 minute, I'm going to be talking to my customers. We built our company backwards to where we want to visit with them So you can call my direct line, which is 479-957-5203. And I will guarantee you, I will probably pick up.
I think we align very well because my program is kind of a DIY type of service. And really, it takes a student athlete to, again, put a little money out there, $35 a year, but also make an effort to fill out the player profile and to actually put the information out there for coaches to see with your QR recruiter, and then obviously go out and again perform so that they can catch a coach's attention that way also.
That's it. Yeah. And you know, there's what I call a measurement rat. Okay. And I don't mean that bad, but like my son's got kids, they're hitting 100 plus exit velo. And well, that's awesome because coaches can come and type in measurements and they can find those big guys. Right. But let's say you're small size. You're not. Well, if you're a gamer, this is also, they see you, they can identify you now for the first time. And so we've tried both ways. And then I believe eventually this portal that we have, if I can show who kids are, if I show this kid is a, if you put the ingredients together, it would make a chocolate cake. Okay. I can show all the chocolate cakes with similar ingredients and go into the portal and say, hey, guess what? You're shortstop, D2, you're right fielder, NAIA, because I have similar kids who have committed who are very close to them. So what I hope is this, Brent. I hope one day there's 25 colleges right now with a couple dollars and say, man, we'd love to have a ball team, but we just don't know how to start. And we are like Moneyball with data. We can literally say, hey, in our player profile, here are teams you can build. Here they are. And we can help clear the portal and build more colleges with teams that start. And they know that these kids are going to perform in a certain manner because college has gotten older. You know, 18 to 21, that's not really the age of college anymore that are out there on the field. So really, we're looking at a 2-year, like a minor league, and then you go in and you play 2 or 3 years. I even, with my data, I'm trying to explain to people that, hey, I have a lot of data. If you want to go and play somewhere, why don't you go to a D3, 2-year school somewhere where you can get out on the field and play and enjoy yourself? Because also that first 2 years, as you know, learning how to do schoolwork in college is difficult. You probably need a little more help in a smaller environment. We're building data to, you know, really prove that point to say, hey, if you live in a community with less than 20,000 population, did you know we're finding data that you should stay within 100 miles or you're going to drop out because you don't have a support system like you've grown up with. These are real facts. I mean, I've watched it with my 3 boys friends. And so this is just watching with wisdom. So what I'm doing is I'm going to try to build so much data, Brent, to help instead of just influence.
Our goal is to obviously get kids recruited, but also for them to make the right fit choice so that they do have a good college experience, whether they do a 2-year school and then a 4-year school or with the transfer portal, obviously there's things happening, but the least amount of jumping around you do, the better off you're going to be, I think, in the long run. So
that's right. That's exactly right.
We talked about your QR draft tag, which is for the individual player. Kind of tell us about, you've got a QR team product too. Tell us about that.
Yes, sir. To kind of lead into it, after we built the draft tag portion, it was kind of like, well, you got to get close to the kid, you know, well, it'd be nice to show the whole team. So we came up with the idea of developing a QR. We call it a QR roster banner, team roster banner. And it's a 3x2 foot. You can make it 10x10 foot if you want. But their standard size is 3x2 foot. Their vinyl banner, very high, you know, materials. You can leave them outdoors. Teams hang them up at their events. And from 100 feet away, anybody can scan the one QR code. And it takes you to a landing page, which is the team's entire team's name, coach's name. We even have a link that you can touch instead of using a Game Changer app. You can touch and go right to your Game Changer game. We have the ability that you can touch a player's name. All the players' names are on there with their name, number, and you just touch it, and it's hyperlinked to the player profile, which is that draft tag. That's why they developed that, because now they're all on this banner. And so all the kids can be accessed. They can see, you know, anything that you have in your player profile. And then you can scroll on down. You have a live schedule to all your games. And if you want to change anything, it takes 1 second and it's live. So if you were walked up to the game, you scanned it, and the coach just changed something, it's live. It changed immediately. So that's a really cool tool. And then we have live links to the sponsors, because we know signs out on the fence cost $1,000, $5,000. And you don't know if somebody's doing business with them. It's pretty tough to do business with just a sign. And so we have the ability to touch the live link and you can do business. We had a deal with Sonic here locally, and they made $6,000 and ended up giving the team $2,500. And they said it's the first time they could track exactly where the money was coming from, where the customers, and they knew exactly how much they made from it. This is something that's huge for sponsors to get a return on their investment, because they're investing in us. The other great thing with these QR roster banners, right now we're building the ability for the coach that has the dashboard. He sees, well, we're doing this now, but he sees who's looking, just like the other. He can see scans to the banner. But the other thing that's nice is we're building right now the ability for the coach to ask permission to whoever he has linked on his banner to move data into it. You can take this banner, and that's why I say get your banner right now. You have your team tryout, 50, 75, it's unlimited. You could put 1 million kids on one of our banners. Let's say you have 50 kids at your tryout, put them all on there. You run them through everything. Your coach is sitting there putting in all the measurements. You get done. You can look at all of our data. You pick your top 15. You can delete the other ones. Takes you 1 second to delete them. You now have initial measurements for your year with all your team. And it's right there on the banner, ready to hang up and, you know, have people recruit you. Yeah, we use them for camps. So you can just put 1,000 kids at a camp. And the same thing, anybody can scan. You can scan them virtually. We do combines. We do everything you can imagine, because it's a great way to have one place to scan. And then, you know, it's a central database for whatever you're doing.
So if you're a high school team or a club team, you can get one of the roster banners, and let's say you have 15 kids on the team. Are all of them going to have a link, or just the ones that do the draft tag?
Just the ones who do the draft tag will have a link. Let's say you don't have a draft tag. Your name will just be in black ink. So you still show up, and you can still, it's like a paperless sports program. You still can see who all the players are, but if you touched it, you would not go to, it would not be linked to a player profile.
So this is a great way to, again, have a paperless roster, paperless schedule that they could use at high school or in club games. And then you mentioned camps, showcases, tryouts. There's a lot of different options to be able to use your team roster banner.
There is, in the application of being able to move data over as the coach or as the event operator. So imagine a camp. Imagine a pro day, let's say. Well, you've got 100 kids lined up to run a laser 60. Well, as soon as they run their laser 60, you scan the kid and type it in. You're done. There's no post work. All that data builds and you're done. At the end of the camp, you can send all that out. You can look at it as, you know, the organized. So we save a bunch of time, energy. And then the other thing, see if coaches came or if coaches were watching virtually, you're going to see because they've scanned. And so you have a great idea of what happened, and you do nothing. There's not one pencil out there doing anything, and there's no mistakes.
Thank you for listening to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. And please share Recruit Me and the Athletic Scholarship Podcast with other families.